Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Tailored for Success with your Take It to the Top Win at Work coach, Sharice Taylor. I am so happy to be with you all and to share on this very important topic. It is something that is important to every career professional, to every business owner, and it is the topic of time management, taking charge of your day. Now, I can tell you all, I'm going to be real, as I always am. It is something that in seasons I am a master of. I am the master. I just have it all together. And then there have been other seasons and other times where it has been a great, great struggle for me. And so if you can relate, give me a virtual high five if you can relate to that. Sometimes you've got it on lock and other times you don't. Well, I'm going to let you know this. It's really about making a choice. It's about consistency in your routine and allowing a little bit of flex time for those pop-ups. Pop-up things that happen. But effective time management is really, it's a choice. It's a choice about how you want your day to flow. I see people racing on the highways in the mornings trying to get to work, and I'm thinking, time management. I have, been tardy to the party, as I like to put it, before myself. And I say, hey, you're tardy, own it. Just own it. Don't take everybody else out on the highway. And make a different decision the next day. Change how you're flowing. And so that's what we're going to talk about. I'm going to give you some tips and some techniques to help all of us, including myself, to help us stay in control in regards to our time management. So the first thing, number one, if you want to grab your phone and take notes, or if you want to write this down, I've got some tips here that are going to help you. Number one is to check in. Check in. What's going on? Okay? In order to manage time most effectively, the first thing that you have to do is assess how you're currently using it. That's it. Too many times I've come to sessions with clients, and they're trying to overcome something. They're trying to become better in something, and there hasn't been an assessment. So let's sit with where you are now. Let's talk about where you are currently. Okay, and just have a let's get real and put everything out on the table. Where are you now? How are you using your time? And we usually uncover a lot of things, things with too much time with email, too much time with social media, too much time with entertainment, too many naps, too many, things are disjointed. And so that's number one, is to check in and see what's going on. And in order to do that, I always recommend taking 7 to 14 days and really just, and I know that's a good amount of time, but trying to take a look to see in that time what your patterns are. When are you getting up? What is the routine in the morning? How much time are you spending with breakfast? How much time are you spending in your commute? Just really taking a look, even during your workday, really kind of just doing an inventory of how you're spending your time. And when you have that on paper and you can take a look at it and say, oh, well, I see what the problem is. There's this. And even I find as clients are doing that activity, they're like, oh, my gosh, I didn't know I spent that much time doing that. Oh, my gosh, I didn't realize I, did this. And it's kind of an uncovering. So, again, number one, check in what's going on and where are you now. Number two, who and what is on deck daily? Who and what is on deck daily. So we're talking about daily, and then we talk about monthly, quarterly. And what I mean by what is on deck, what are those things that you absolutely must do? Absolutely must get done. I have to drive to work. Okay, we got that. Some people don't. Some people work from home. But for some people, I have to drive to work. And approximately how much time does that take? All right. Your commute home, how much time does that take? Doing a particular activity with your children or with your significant other. Things that you have to do, things that must be done. So that's what I'm talking about, what's on deck. These are the things that are going to be consistent from week to week to week, from month to month to month, and so forth. So figuring those out. Sometimes people have events or meetings, group meetings, what have you, inside of work, outside of work, that are quarterly. And so let's designate and let's put those on our time map here and take a look to see what are the blocks of time that we know are locked. How much sleep do you need? You know, how much time does it usually take to run errands after work and so forth, okay? So then number three, taking a look at what's too heavy, getting rid of some of the weight. That's what number three, step three is, getting rid of some of the weight. Once we check in, number one. Number two, we see who and what is on deck daily. What are the things that we know we're going to have to do? We're going to have to shower. We're going to have to eat. We're going to have to drive to work. Okay, so what is on deck that we cannot get rid of? And then three, where can we eliminate some of the weight? Okay, because it's possible most of us may have the issue where we're trying to tackle too much. All right. And so this is key. If you haven't written down anything yet, I want you to get this. Do it. Is it something that we need to do? Do it. Delegate it. Is it something we can delegate and give to someone else to do and let them manage that as part of their day? Or dismiss it. Okay. And that's what we're talking about. About are you too, is your time too heavy? Okay, with too many things, what can we get rid of? We need to get rid of some of the weight. So again, let me say those three. Do it, delegate it, or dismiss it. Do it, delegate it, or dismiss it. And then four, number four, last but certainly not least, how can you adjust? Okay, so what's the new normal? What's the new plan? All right. So our time is our most precious commodity. So we want to manage it. We want to protect it. And ultimately, we want to use it well. All right? And when we have control of our time, when we feel like, hey, I took an assessment of this. I've done an inventory for 7-14 days to see, you know, number three, where I can cut back some of the weight. You know, I can delegate some things. I can get rid of some, dismiss some things. You're going to feel so much brighter and lighter, I tell you. I promise you. It will help to eliminate or greatly reduce stress and strain that a lot of us have from being hurried and rushing here and rushing there. And, of course, as I said at the onset of this broadcast, you want to leave some cushion when you're planning out your day, planning out your time, how you're going to manage your time for the emergencies, the pop-up type of things. They always happen. They happen at work. They happen at home. And so we don't want that time schedule to be so tight and so rigid that we don't have a little groove. And that's why step number three is so important, is to decide what can be delegated or what can be taken off of your time agenda altogether. Well, that is the conclusion of our broadcast today. Again, you've been listening to Tailored for Success with your Win at Work, Take It to the Top coach, yours truly, Sharice Taylor. If you are looking for a career coach who will care about you but who will dare you to become your very best, look no further than Tailored For You Enterprises. I am looking forward to helping you to feel empowered, to feel encouraged to embark upon your best career yet. Please visit the website at www.IamTailoredForYou.com. Fill out the connection form there on the page and let me know that you're ready for your best career. Until next time, dear friends, remember this, the best is yet to come.